السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، جعلت الأرض مسجدا وطهورا، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In Surah An-Nisa verse 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this rule of the Sharia first time for this Ummah exclusively. This is the great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Ummah, that in the situation when we cannot have the water, or we do have water but it is harmful to use it, in that condition, as a substitute, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy, ad-deenu yusrun, that instead of water, you should make a tayammum. The brief meaning of this verse, and if you are ill, sick, or on a journey, or one of you comes after answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with the woman, meaning with your wives, and you find no water, so perform the tayammum with the clean earth and rub therein your face and hands. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever pardoning and forgiving. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this also, a great favor and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusively, especially for this ummah, that ju'ilatil ardu masjidan, ju'ilatil ardu masjidan wa tuhur. That entire land, the whole world, all the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us a masjid, a place to perform the salah, and a tuhura, and pure and clean to make tayammum on it. Previous ummah had no this facility. When the time for salat used to arrive, they had to go to the synagogue or the church or whatever the religious place, you know, fixed for the prayer. They had to go, they leave everything and go to the masjid or synagogue or church of the time, and there only they were allowed to pray. This convenience they don't have, that like we have today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole earth for us the place of sajda, masjidan, wa tuhuran, and pure and clean. That is not necessary for us to run to the masjid every time if we cannot make it. For example, we are traveling or we are far away from the masjid and it is not possible to catch the salat in the masjid. So wherever we are in the shop, in the factory, in the field, in the farm, resting area, on the railway station, wherever we are, spread the musalla and face the qibla and perform the salat. Your salat will be accepted. So this easiness, this convenience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only granted to us. Likewise, whole earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us clean and pure. So if we cannot find a water, we can make a tayammum. Tayammum is dry ablution. This Arabic word, tayammum, It means dry ablution. And logically, meaning of tayammum is intention, niyyah. To intend something, it's called tayammum. Now, when it became a compulsory in the fifth year after the hijrah, that the Sheikh Mansur Nomani Rahmatullah Ali has given a very good wisdom. What is the wisdom behind it? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted to use the earth only? In this kind of dire situation, when a person cannot use a water because of the sickness and illness, or because he's traveling and he doesn't find water, so one way, Allah is Malikul Mulk. Allah could just say, okay, in this situation, if you don't find water, or the water is harmful for your health, injurious to the health, in this dire situation, don't make wudu, just pray salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could make it, right? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made substitute, instead of water, you have to use a sand. Why not he just said, okay, if you don't find water, just pray salat in this kind of dire situation, and I will accept. So Sheikh mentioned the reason behind it. If that would be the case, if Allah would allow us in certain situation and circumstances that you are allowed to pray salat without wuzu is okay, then later on, because of our human nature, it would become our habit. And the importance of the tahara and cleanliness will not be 100% in our minds. Okay, we are allowed, if you don't have water, we are allowed to make wudu without, pray salat without water. You know, there was a villager in the town, and he became imam. So he made a mistake, and people said, you made a mistake, why you became an imam when you don't know the rules of the imamate? He said, I was leading you people salat without making wuzu. I don't even have wuzu. So he said, how your salat is accepted when you don't have wuzu? He said, you did. I performed 3 rakat maghrib and it's done. And you followed me and I had no wuzu. So it means it becomes human nature, then the importance of the tahara would not remain there. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not permit us to perform salat without wuzu. Even if you don't have water, there is a substitute. Use it, become tahir and clean, and then come to me. Another reason Sheikh said why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made earth compulsory, that doing ghusl and wudu in this kind of situation, that Allah ta'ala has commanded to make tayammum instead of wudu, so consciousness of purification remains important. See, the consciousness that if I have to pray salat, in my back of the mind, I'm preparing. If I'm in need of ghusl, ghusl-e janabat, like major impurity, I don't just come to the masjid. I know I'm napak, I'm impure, I'm unclean. I will stay away from the masjid. I won't touch the Quran, because in back of mind, I know I am not allowed to do it. So that importance of the tahara is there. I will make sure I'll make ghusl, and if I need wudu, I'll perform the wudu, then I will come to the masjid, or then I spread the musalla and perform the salat, or touch the Quran, or in this kind of things. So from the childhood, this consciousness is developed in our minds, that whenever we need to perform the salah, stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot just randomly stand up. We have to prepare for it. We have to make sure our clothes, our place of prayer, and our body, everything should be clean and pure, because we are entering into the court of the Lords of the Lords. That consciousness is there. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it tayammum compulsory. But without tayammum, you cannot pray salat. There is no excuse if you don't have water, so it's okay, you can pray salat. No. Do second thing, then you come, and then you pray, then you I'll accept. Now the question arises, why only sand? Tayammum can only permissible on the sand, earth. This our planet, as you people know better than me, is made combination of the sand and the water. They say 71% on this earth is water. 71% is water, oceans and rivers and all. And 29% is earth on which we are living. The whole seven continents is on 29% of the land, dry land. Otherwise, 71% is the water, full of water. So, if you don't find water to make ghusl and wudu, what is other substitute left? Sand. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made water available all over the world, wherever you go, you will find some water. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made earth available all over. Wherever you travel, you go to the mountain or desert or anywhere, you will find some earth, you will find some sand over there. So it's easily available as water is available. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sand as a substitute to the water. That if you don't find water, or if it's water is harmful, then what you should do? You should make the tayammum. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, this ayat was revealed in 5th year after the hijrah, after the migration in Medina Munawwara. So all 13 years of my life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah, there was no rule of tayammum. They were praying salat, but they were not allowed to make tayammum. It only became, you know, permissible in Medina Munawwara, in the 5th year after hijrah. She said, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the battle, Zatul Riqaq. And when we reached to a place, Zatul Jaish, which is between Medina Munawwara and Khaybar, and it is desert. So it was night time. We stopped over there, and by accident, my necklace got lost. And that necklace I borrowed from my elder sister, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. I was in a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so I prepared myself and I borrowed the necklace and I was using that, wearing that, and at that place at night time my necklace got lost. So I informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, I lost my necklace and it's not mine, it's my sister's, I just borrowed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so kind and so good with the wives. This is also an example we all have to learn. Immediately he ordered all the army to stop over there and look for the necklace of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He did not move, he did not shout at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his beloved wife Hazrat Aisha, we are in journey, we are in jihad, we are in this, you know, very important task, and look what you did, you're causing a problem. No. Kindly, he said, okay, look all over, the necklace is important, and then we'll find, then we'll proceed. So all the Sahaba scattered. Just imagine, darkness of the night, desert, and everyone is searching for the necklace. And night is passing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tired. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was sitting in one of the tent. So Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his Mubarak head on the thigh of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he slept. The Sahaba were searching for the necklace. He slept. Now, night is passing. They are looking all over. They couldn't find. So some of the Sahaba became frustrated because the Subah Sadiq is approaching. Now they had to perform the Fajr Salat. So they came to complain. They cannot complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Rasul of Allah. So second person is the father of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So they came to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and you know, like complain him, look what your daughter is did. We are stuck here. We could be in Medina. We could have nicely performed our Salat Fajr in Medina Munawwara. Now look at, we are in the desert. There is no water available here, and we don't even have enough water with us. How are we going to make wudu? And without wudu, how we are going to perform the Salat? That was their concern. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said is a valid point. It all happened because of my daughter. So he went to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as a father. And there he started shouting to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in the low voice. Because he found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sleeping. He can shout louder, he can get, you know, disturb his sleep. And he's shouting to daughter Hazrat Aisha, what you did? Why you do this? Why you complain about necklace? I could have buy another necklace for you, etc. And to that extent he was angry. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, my father poked me in my rib. Look what you did, look what you did. And he was poking, I couldn't move myself because if I move, I would disturb the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleep. He's sleeping on my lap. I got still, I got stuck. I'm not moving. I'm tolerating all these things. And then, after a while, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up. And he found the situation that Sahaba radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum, searching for the necklace. He couldn't find it. And as the time for Fajr Salat, and they are worried about how we're going to make wudu. There and there, in this situation, this ayat was revealed. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ وَعَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ Right? أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَا مُسْلِمِ النِّسَاءِ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً If you don't find a water, فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا So you must make a tayammum onto the pure and clean sand. فَمْسَحُوا And this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. The method of how to perform the tayammum. It's only two for us. فَمْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ That you must wipe or you must rub your face and your both hands, including the elbows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiveful. So that's the end of the story. So they became so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission that if you not find water, what is the substitute that you must make? Tayammum on the sand. They became so happy. They started praising Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now the scenario has changed. They say, oh, because of Hazrat Aisha, we got this rule and it made our life easy for the rest of the life, for the Yawmul Qiyamah. Now we found this the rule of the Sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed is all because of that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. If you wouldn't stay here, this ayat wouldn't reveal. So that is the benefit of that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now they started praising. So when people's mind will change, we never know. You know. So tayammum is permissible for the ghusl as well as for the wuzu. For example, a person has a wet dream, or he slept with his wife and water is not available, how is he going to perform the salat? Hazrat Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu initially narrated his incident that I was in a journey and I got wet dream and I was in need of ghusl janaba, so and there was no water and the Fajr time is approaching. So he went little further from the people, from the Sahaba, and he dig one hole, and on the sand he started rolling himself, the entire body he was rolling on the sand, thinking the way we make ghusl with the water, entire body should be wet from the top to toe, from the head to toe, that's how tayammum should be done in the same manner. He didn't know. And then he did like this, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He performed the Salat Fajr, came to Rasulullah, and related incident, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened. I was in need of ghusl, and I found the sand, I was rolling down on the sand. What I did is right or not? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you never have to do so much. Allah is merciful. The way you make tayammum for wuzu the same manner you should make tayammum for the ghusl, and that is sufficient. You don't have to put the sand on entire your body. In which condition wuzu is permissible? Tayammum. There is no water available if you are in journey and there is no water available, or it is far away, or there is a fear of the enemy, of dangerous animal, or he is not able to take the water, or no one else is there to help him, or there is a little water with him. If he uses that water for wuzu, there will be no water left for the drinking purpose. Or it can be harmful to his injury. He got sick and it will increase his sickness. If you use the water, the use of water will be injurious to his health. In all these circumstances, one can do the tayammum. One time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in journey and he led the Fajr's prayer. And after the salah, he found one sahabi sitting alone in the corner and he did not join the jamaat. He did not perform the salah. So Rasulullah inquired, "Why are you sitting there? Why you did not pray salah with us?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I had a wet dream. I was instead of janabat, impure. So I thought I should not pray in this condition. So I am sitting there." Rasulullah said, "Tayammum is sufficient for you. You should make tayammum and you should perform your salat." There was one sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, he had injury on his head. So, and he was bleeding. So he came to some sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala, who asked the question, "Is I am in state of impurity, I go to ghusl, I need to make ghusl, but now I have injury in my head." So sahaba said, "Do you have water?" He said, "Yeah, I have some water." So he said, "In that case, you must use water, take the ghusl, and then you pray salat." It was very cold night. The moment he poured cold water on his head, on that injured part, it was very severe, and he died. He passed away there and there. Next morning, sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informed that one sahabi passed away last night, and that was the reason. He was in the state of impurity. He wanted to take ghusl. And some sahaba advised him, "If you have water, you should take ghusl. Use water, you cannot make tayammum." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so upset, so angry upon those sahaba who gave fatwa without knowing. He said, "They people killed him. If they don't know, they shouldn't give fatwa like this. They killed him. And they are answerable for his death on the Yawmul Qiyamah." Then he explained, "In this kind of situation, if his using of water is harmful, then you should not use the water, rather protect your life and do the tayammum. Some kind of you have injury or you are in the hospital and doctor said if you use the water, it will be harmful for your eyes, or for example, harmful for your body, it will increase your sickness." In this kind of condition, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that now we should perform the tayammum and you should perform the salat. Now, in which items the tayammum is permissible? Tayammum is permissible on everything from the earth. Clean sand, pebble, stone, rock, unbaked brick, cement, limestone, clay, earthen pot, muddy wall, etc. All these items are permissible. You can strike on it and you can perform the tayammum. Tayammum is not permissible on wood, like this wood, metal, glass, bone, food items, all items which can burn into ash or can get rotten or can get melt like ice, any item on which there is a dust, tayammum is permissible on the dust. Tayammum is not permissible for two reasons. Tayammum is permissible for two reasons. One, if a person is traveling and he doesn't have water with him to perform the wuzu. he should first look for water in the radius of 1.5 kilometer area, or purchase the water if it is available in the shop, or by somebody. He has extra, but he want to sell it. So buy from him and then make wuzu by that water. After searching for it, he still couldn't find it. Then only he can make tayammum. The second reason is if he is so sick, so ill, the doctor said use of water will increase his illness, or it is injurious to his health, then he should make tayammum even if water is available nearby him. If he has little water, but if he has used water for wuzu, then he doesn't have more water for drinking. To keep water for drinking, and he should make tayammum. One can make tayammum if he will miss the Salatul Janada. Very important, brothers. We have to understand this mas'ala of the Sharia, that we are going to the cemetery or graveyard and we don't have wuzu, right? And Janada is already prepared, and they all are stand up. Now, if you go to make wuzu, you might miss the Salatul Janaza. Or if you go to make wuzu, you might miss Salatul Eid, Idul Fitr, or Idul Adha. It's a big crowd, and water is not easily available. And or even available, but you don't have time that much to make wuzu. While you are making wuzu, the Salat would be over, Salatul Janaza or Eid Salat. So in this condition, even water is available next to you, but because of the time and because of the situation, Sharia said, in that case, don't waste your time in making wuzu, rather just make tayammum on the ground, in the cemetery, and just continue, you know, joining the Salatul Janada or Salatul Eid. This can happen any time. So keep this mas'ala in your mind, that if you want to perform the Salatul Janaza or Eid Salat and you don't have time to perform the wuzu, immediately you should make tayammum and join the Jamaat. Tayammum will break by all those things which break the wuzu. For example, call of nature, fart, blood, vomit, sleep, he gets water, or sickness, or monthly period. All these are circumstances with which the wuzu will break. Similarly, tayammum also will break with all these kind of things. One can pray many prayers with one tayammum. For example, he made tayammum for Zohar Salat, and his continue Asar, Maghrib, Isha, his tayammum still okay, strong. So it is okay. But if his tayammum will break, then he has to go back again and make a fresh tayammum. There are three farais in tayammum, very quickly. Number one, intention. Intention is very important. Without intention, a wudu will be accepted. But without intention, tayammum will not be accepted. For the tayammum, we have to make the intention. There are two kind of intention, but the method is the same. You have to make, before you start, you have to make niyat and intention. Oh Allah, I am performing tayammum to perform the salah. Or I am performing tayammum to touch the Holy Quran. Or I am performing tayammum for the ghusl, for the major impurity, to remove the major impurity. So you have to make the intention. It is essential and it is important. Then the second faraz, that you strike both hands on the earth and wipe on your entire face. And the third is strike both hands and wipe both hands, including the elbows, with left for four fingers and on the right on the right. It will be necessary to repeat the salah, which is already performed by tayammum, after the water is found after the salah. So, for example, you perform the salah making tayammum. After you make tayammum, you perform your Dhuhr Salat or Maghrib Salat. And then later on, as soon as you finish your Salat, somebody came, stopped by, and he had a lot of water. Now what you should do? You should repeat your Maghrib Salat or Dhuhr Salat? No, you don't need to. Once you made tayammum, at that time you had no water, and you made tayammum, you perform your first Salat, and after the Salat, you found the water available, you don't need to repeat your salah. That one salah is sufficient for you. Allah will accept. You don't need to repeat again. So there are so many masail, but time is not permitting. Very quickly, inshallah, because seldom this kind of things happen, so we don't know the procedure how to do it. So number one, make intention that I am making tayammum for wuzu or I am making tayammum for ghusl. These are the only two conditions. So your both hands put not on the wood, I am just showing you. It should be earthen item like a stone or pebbles or sand, etc. Yes, if in the dust, if there is a dust and I can put the hand on the dust, that will be permissible. But direct onto the wood, onto the glass, onto the metal, or onto the cake, you cannot put the hands on the cake and then rub your face. So it's not permissible. Any food items is not permissible for tayammum. So you're gonna put like this, do like this, or blow the sand, and then wipe from the forehead to below the chin. The whole face should be covered by your palms. Then second time, you strike again, do it. These three fingers of the left, put underneath of the right from the bottom side. And from this, you know, the index finger and the thumb, it will come back like this, and at the end is the thumb. And then do same thing with the right hand underneath the left. Come back all the way, including elbow, then come back again, covering the top part, and then you finish with the thumb. So that's it. That is your required. You don't have to make massage, you don't have to do anything with your legs. Only two conditions: make the first massage of the face, and second time make the massage of the hands. Your tayammum is done, and you can pray salat as many you like. Inshallah, if you need any more explanation, you can ask him. Jazakallah khairan.